This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has confirmed another case of coronavirus in Bethel and will begin offering testing to Bethel residents concerned about potential exposure. YKHC identified the positive case yesterday through testing passengers arriving at the Bethel airport. YKHC says the person is an out-of-state resident and is self-isolating. YKHC is contacting people who were in close proximity to the individual to offer testing and instruction on precautions to take, including self-isolating for 14 days from the date of contact. The day prior, on Wednesday, YKHC received news that another person who had already flown into Bethel from Anchorage had tested positive for the coronavirus before leaving Anchorage. However, the positive result was not confirmed until after the individual had already arrived in Bethel. This is the first time two coronavirus cases have been confirmed in Bethel within 2 days. Neither of these individuals are Bethel residents, and both are self-isolating. YKHC will be offering testing at the drive-through tent outside the Bethel Hospital for Bethel residents concerned they might have been exposed to the virus. Testing will be offered today from noon to 4 p.m. and again on Monday from noon to 4 p.m. No appointment or doctor referral is necessary. YKHC encourages people who are concerned about potential exposure to the case that was confirmed yesterday to get tested on Monday. That's because it can take up to 2 weeks for the virus to become detectable. YKHC requires Bethel residents who choose to get tested to self-isolate at home until results return, which could take 5 to 7 days. 5 cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed in Bethel. However, after follow-up testing, YKHC is highly confident one of the cases was a false positive. YKHC is offering free coronavirus testing to all travelers flying into Bethel at the Bethel Airport, and it urges all incoming passengers to get tested. As of yesterday, Alaska had its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the virus arrived in the state, with 202 active cases. In environmental news, Bethel residents might notice a smoky haze enveloping the town. That's because of 4 wildfires burning near coastal communities in southwest Alaska. The largest of these started burning May 30th and is about 40 miles southeast of Chivac and has grown to nearly 11,000 acres as of June 9th. The Alaska State Division of Forestry says it was 10% active as of Monday. That means that the fire is actively burning in 10% of its perimeter, while the rest is smoldering. 3 other wildfires are burning close to that one, ranging from 4,000 acres to nearly 6,000. The Division of Forestry says lightning caused at least 2 of the fires. Togiak and Good News Bay residents reported heavy smoke covering their communities. So far, the fires are not threatening any structures. Separately, smoke jumpers contained a 300-acre wildfire 10 miles from Newtok. It threatened some native allotments. Turning to homelessness in Bethel. Bethel Winter House, the city's only homeless shelter, shut its doors at the end of last month. This happened despite the city council voting to give it $60,000 to keep it open throughout the summer. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on why the shelter closed and when it might open again.
Last month, Bethel City Council voted to allocate $60,000 to keep the Bethel Winter House open throughout the summer to maintain access to hygiene during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the shelter closed May 30th because it no longer has a space to operate in. Winter House usually leases space from the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church. Because of the pandemic this year, the church extended the lease an extra 3 months, but decided not to continue past May. Pastor Adam London says the reason the church decided to temporarily walk away from the Winter House is partly because of the amount of work it takes.
We bit off more than we could chew.
London and the church were offering 3 meals a day, counseling services, and showers on top of overnight lodging. Because of this, London says he was employing around 15 staff for the shelter. The church also experienced some vandalism. London says the front door lock was broken, skirting was torn off the side of the building, and wires ripped out of the boiler system.
We're not punishing the homeless population because of this, but this is just we were not prepared for the cost.
London says the Covenant Church still plans to house a shelter this winter. And if an outbreak occurs in Bethel, he says Winter House would reopen at the church before the cold season. But the shelter's president, John Cochran, says even now there's an urgent need for a homeless shelter in Bethel.
Not just for sleeping, but for food security and for basic hygiene, for being able to wash hands, for being able to get and sanitize masks.
Cochran says a scaled-down winter house could require only 3 or 4 staff. The city is still prepared to give Winterhouse $60,000 to stay open through the summer, but only if they have a facility to operate in. Cochran says not many properties in Bethel could house as many as 40 people a night with 6-foot spacing. Looking beyond the pandemic, Annie Cochran, another board member, wants to create a permanent full-time homeless shelter. She says a full-time shelter would help its guests escape homelessness.
I know that sometimes people look at homelessness as being chronic, but we found that that's not always the case.
At her job with the State Department of Labor, Annie Cochran says she's seen at least 25 shelter guests go on to find a job over the past year alone. Jeremy Lee is a former Bethel Winterhouse guest. After arriving in Bethel from Nunapachuk a few years ago, Lee found himself sleeping in abandoned cars.
I didn't know where to go, so I struggled for a long time out living outside, you know, in abandoned places. You know, it's the most embarrassing feeling in the world.
Then he heard about Bethel Winterhouse, a warm, dry place to sleep. He says thanks to having his basic needs met, he was able to find a job at Swanson's bagging groceries. He stayed at Winterhouse while he worked, saving up, and now he's renting his own place and has the same job as a clerk at Swanson's.
So there is hope. There is hope. There is positive hope.
Lee knows not every guest of Winterhouse has the same success story he does. He says alcohol plays a factor in most of the town's homelessness. It did for him as well. He's heard some people argue that a homeless shelter enables alcoholism, and he acknowledges that can be true for some people. But on the other hand, he's seen Bethel Winterhouse literally save lives, including his own.
That's what I think outweighs everything. Someone stayed alive. Someone still has a chance to live.
Adam London wants to thank the community for its donations and help while the Winterhouse was extended this spring. John and Annie Cochran says if anyone wants to help, the Bethel Winterhouse can always use extra hands. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Lastly, in Kuskokwim River fishing news, today is the first of 3 drift gill net openings along the Kuskokwim River from the mouth to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge boundary at Aniak. Each opening lasts 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The openings are today, Monday, June 15th, and Thursday, June 18th. Only Kuskokwim River residents can harvest kings in these waters. Regulations for the rest of the river from the refuge boundary at Aniak upstream to the headwaters will be different. Beginning today, this upper section is open to gillnets full-time until further notice to all state residents. Drift gill nets must be 6-inch mesh or less and may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. Upstream of the Johnson River, nets may not exceed 150 feet in length, and downstream of the Johnson, nets may not exceed 300 feet in length. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.